First of all, no country has ever become prosperous without free trade with the rest of the world, what we call, in general terms, globalization. Africa needs to integrate in the global economy so it can trade with the rest of the world. Another important thing which Africans must do when it comes to trade is to trade amongst each other. Right now, tariffs, protective measures of one African country against another, are higher than tariffs of European or American governments against African goods. So general liberalization of trade is very important. Another very important thing which Africans must do is to improve the rule of law, predictability of legislation, and equal implementation of legislation, so that some companies are not favored over others, so that people, that is to say Africans, feel comfortable investing their savings at home rather than taking it abroad. So the general improvement in the rule of law is very important. Economic liberalization, both domestically and with regard to the rest of the world, is also very important.
And looking at the speech by Dr. Carlos Lopez, he says that we are coming out of an era of Afro-pessimism to a new era of Afro-enthusiasm. How do you see Africa, you know, managing to gather momentum out of this?
Well, I see that Africa has been changing, especially in the last 10 years or so. There are more democratically elected governments in Africa than ever before. More governments are accountable to their electorates than before. That's a very good thing. They still have a ways to go. Obviously, African democracy is in many ways still nascent. It needs to develop so that the rulers in Africa truly feel accountable and checked by the popular sentiment. But Africa has been changing. Also, the business environment in Africa has been changing. If you look at the Doing Business report, which is published by the World Bank, it's obvious that many African governments, not all of them, but many African governments understand that they have to improve business environment. They have to create conditions in which it makes sense for both Africans and also people from abroad to invest in those countries. Unfortunately, Africa begins from such a low base that it will take a long time before Africa has the kind of business environment and the kind of good institutions that you can find in Western countries. But there has been improvement. That improvement is acknowledged and appreciated around the world.